My name is Adam Tilford, and I voice act Adam Novus in Shattered Heaven. Random note, I am also the writer of the series, its animator, lead marketing associate, web designer, character designer, let's just say I do everything. Just to make things clear, I do everything. Yeah, I do. How long have I've actually been voice acting for, eight? So, almost 3 years now? Yeah, about 3 years now. I started in 08, actually, with this project, because I wanted to get into voice acting. Because I liked acting, truth be told, and it's not something I pursued in college, or I did in high school. I always wanted to do the theater projects in high school, but I never got into it because they're all musicals and I can't sing. You can ask my friends, they'll tell you. They'll probably point you to a rendition of Guy Love that will never reach the internet ever again. It's a dark place. We'll never mention Guy Love again. And for those who don't know, that's a Scrubs thing. It's not random Guy Love. It's a song from Scrubs. So when I came up with the idea of taking Shattered Heaven and making it into an animated series, I wanted to act in it. And I wanted to get better into acting. I figured if it's my own project, I have a lot of room for error, and I can use it to practice and get better. So that's kind of why I did this. Potential projects. Now, it's interesting. I kind of have a thing where I refuse to do fan dubs because, it's not that fan dubs are bad per se. It's just that I don't care for them. I try to indulge in the originality and I try to motivate original creativity. And so I look, I prefer original projects. I've only had a few though. Probably because, I'm slow to get into voice acting and, I'm very picky about projects that I want to invest my time and effort into. So when I look for potential projects, I'm looking for originality and creativity and dedication, because I've heard stories from a lot of my fellow voice actors and even the people in the cast that's become like close friends of mine. I've heard their horror stories and I kind of use them so I don't become a producer like that. I look for qualities in projects that show off a producer is dedicated and motivated to continue their stuff and to actually keep it going. Plus, I actually had a run-in early on in my voice acting career, which really isn't that big. I mean, it's only been 2 years. I don't really have this in-depth career of voice acting. My resume is really small, but it's there. It's a resume nonetheless. Actually, one of my first projects, I got scouted for this, actually. I actually got scouted based off of the minisodes of Shattered Heaven. It was for a project. I got the lead role in it, which was really exciting for me. Even though I sucked, I look back, and it was just really bad. Maybe it was because there was no direction, really, or the character was just really sullen. I don't know, it doesn't matter. But yeah, there was a trailer done, a scene done, like, that happened, like, pretty much at the end of the series, and the first episode was done. And they were released, and I was told that this person tried making this series before, but nothing came of it. Like, she made one trailer and then quit and then recast it and then set up a new audition thread. So, but I was too excited and I didn't know better. So, I got the part and it was really cool. But then, lo and behold, like a few months after the first episode was released, we all got like an email basically saying that she's going to reboot the series again. And a few of us were lost the role and had the opportunity to re-audition for it because they're going to change their personality. Which is kind of ridiculous. It was kind of really ridiculous. Because it was like, she just wasn't going to even give us an opportunity to act, and try and do the new personalities. But it didn't matter, because it never went anywhere. And that project died. And, I still listen to it every now and then, and it really had a lot of potential. and it was very disappointing to me because it would have been really cool to see where that would have went. I love how I ranted and rambled into the next question. The next question was, how often do I take up a project and see nothing come from it? So far, I haven't run into that, to be honest. And the closest thing I had was that story that I just mentioned, so... except my resume for voice acting is not really that big. I've got a few really cool parts, but not a lot. I'm trying to do more. I definitely prefer original projects over fan-based projects. And I mentioned that earlier. See, because I wrote these questions, I know what the questions are going to be, so I kind of answered most of them in one shot. That's just how awesome I am. But no, I definitely prefer original projects over fan-based. I will do fan-based projects with friends, though, or just for the sake of, like, this is awesome, let's do it. But for the most part, I prefer original projects because I like to develop the character myself and not have to try and emulate someone else. It's easier for me to create the character off my acting, and I just don't like emulating anyone else. It just doesn't work for me. To be honest, it's weird. I really don't know. I think it's definitely a lot of fun to voice act for both audio and visual. I do like the visual a lot because it's a lot of fun. However, audio seems to be more reliable, and audio productions tend to come out a lot faster than visual because there's, hey, guess what? You don't have to animate something or make something happen. It's just mixing the audio. Although I'm not trying to downplay audio production because that's a pain in the ass. I actually have a few audio dramas that I have to mix, and it's a pain because you're trying to emulate sound and atmosphere and capture the audience's attention and make them feel immersed into this scene that they can't see. And it's easy to do with writing for me, especially when it comes to the novels. And obviously easy for me to do with the animated series because, hey, guess what? It's visual. But for audio and trying to mix and think of what sounds have to be played, it's just... that's a pain. And I give my friends that are audio producers a lot of credit. All right, this question's not fair. What drew my attention to audition? What drew me to audition for Shattered Heaven? That's just not a fair question. We can just skip that because I created the damn thing. But I guess I can change that and make the question, what inspired me to write Shattered Heaven? That could be different. Basically, when I was a junior in high school, we had to write a short story for class. And, you know, I was very big into Armored Core, like a PS2 game at the time. Yeah, I'm old. Deal with it. Still my 20s, though, so suck it. I was very into the mecha and the robots, but I only played Armored Core. I actually didn't watch much Gundam by that point. So, to knock off a lot of people like, oh, you're ripping off Gundam. I actually started writing this series before I watched Gundam. Just saying. I'm not going to deny the visual similarities with some of the mecha designs to Gundam, because obviously I used Gundam to help me learn how to draw and animate mecha. I'm not going to deny that. I will never deny that, but don't. Don't say that I stole Gundam Seed Destiny's plot, because I didn't. Far from it, mind you. Anyway, so I started off as an Armored Core fanfiction, actually. And I got hooked in it. I got hooked with the characters that I wrote. But then I looked back at it. And I spent a few years writing the fanfiction and came up with three books of it. Six books, excuse me, not three. But by the third book, it was completely not Armored Core based anymore. It was its own thing. So I was like, you know what? Original is where I need to go. So I actually scrapped them all and rewrote them. And in 2005 to now, I've actually written the first four books. The fourth one I've recently finished. I took a break once I finished the third book in 07 to start the animated series. And the animated series actually started off originally as a sequel movie to the third book. It was going to be a one-shot movie, and, you know, it's funny looking back at it. I changed it to a series because I thought it'd be easier and I'd get done quicker. But looking at the length of these episodes and how it's kind of drawn out, the one-shot movie would have definitely been a lot faster. But I will say that's probably my biggest mistake, was making it a direct sequel to the books, as when you first watch the first episode, it's implied that you know all the characters and the situation that just happened months before. So that was my bad. So to everyone who's new to the series, and when it starts up, you're like, why are these people sitting there? Why are they upset? What's going on? Who's this person? I apologize. Because it continues from the third book, and it was meant in that mentality. It wasn't a start or a restart of anything. So that's my fault, and I apologize for that. How can I best describe my character? Well, let's see. The character that I play by the animated series, he used to be very impulsive. He started out impulsive in the books. He was very impulsive, very energetic. He wanted to be a frame pilot. It was what he wanted more than anything. You know, he dreamed of getting away from the dull aspect of his life and to get into space and to explore, you know, to explore and find meaning. He enjoyed the mechas and the frames and the VR training sessions at Genesis when he was an intern. Keep in mind, this was when he was 16, so this was like 8 years ago, I think. Because what is he? He's... No, 6 years ago, because Adam is 22 in the series. He was 22 in the third book and 22 in the animated series. He was 16 in the first book. So he actually took the long run. He trained, and he took the military exam, which I actually got that off. I got that idea off of Armored Core and the entrance exam to become a Raven at the beginning of each game. That's where I got that idea from. I thought it was a cool idea, so I incorporated it. And throughout the series, he actually grows. He goes from being energetic, impulsive, doesn't think, to being consumed with revenge and pain. And yes, he does have emo moments. Let's get that out of the way now. You know, characters evolve. They react to certain situations. And you know what? When the shit that happens to you, that happens to this character, you're going to have moments where you doubt yourself. And you're going to have moments where you're down and you doubt what you're doing. And you know what? It's not being emo. It's being realistic. You know, some people just can't handle certain situations when they're thrown at them, and it hurts them, and it makes them human. However, where things split is he doesn't stick with it long. You know, he has that moment. He goes from like that to be confused, and you know, that's neither here nor there. But for the animated series, by this point, he feels he's a lot more relieved. He feels like burden free, like he's done everything he needs to do and he doesn't have anything more to prove. And he just wants to live his life. You know, he wants to protect his friends, and he wants to protect Sharon, but he wants to live a normal life. But part of him does miss the fight and the thrill of it. So he does have some anxiety issues, hence why he holds on to his frame left over from the war into the hangar underneath their apartment building. And when he gets into that cockpit, he can be a little arrogant. His arrogance does show up every now and then, but he doesn't realize it. But ever since, you know, he did what he wanted to do, he's finding traces of his older self come back, and his pride and his enjoyment in the actual, his competitive nature, basically. He enjoys it coming back. As far as advice for those interested in voice acting, definitely join a voice acting forum. I would suggest either Voice Acting Alliance or the Voice Actors Acting Club. Both are really good forums, to be honest. You know what? I'm at the Voice Acting Alliance way more. I'm a lot more active on that forum, just because I've gotten a lot of friends from that forum. A lot of these people become your friends, and they help you. They definitely help you. Also, I suggest getting a decent mic. Don't rely on like a headset. You know, it just doesn't work. Audition, and take critiques, and don't quit if you don't get a part or you don't get a role. Learn from it. It's not the end of the world. It's gonna happen. Shit happens. You know, deal with it. Not to sound like a prick, but you know, it's gonna bother you, but you gotta learn from it. Also, check out Voice Actor Kickstart. Look it up. You can Google it. It's a good site for resources. Good friend of mine, you know, developed the site, and it's a good site for beginners. Now here's the fun part. Interesting projects that I'm currently involved in. If you've listened to a lot of these actor interviews by now, you've heard Dreamcatcher more than once. I am involved in Dreamcatcher. It's a audio drama created by Kathy Ranello, who plays Kira in Shattered Heaven. It's a really interesting audio drama, and I highly recommend that you guys check it out. I play Alan in Dreamcatcher. It's a really, really good, really professionally well put together production. I also help out with the web design. I do animation for it. You know, we do little teaser animations. And with the full release of Act 4, there will probably be a full trailer for Dreamcatcher, visually anyway, in it. Also, Follow My Ruin is a collaboration project between myself and B Squared Productions. The first episode was released in 08, and then after that it hit a hiatus. A lot of things in life happened between me and the other producer, and life got involved, and we couldn't keep up with it. But the script is done for the episode. I actually have all the lines, and I'm going to be mixing it. Once Shattered Heaven Act 4 is done, I'm going to go into mixing Follow My Ruin Episode 2. It's a good audio drama. I'm producing it, come on. Give me a break here. And there's another audio drama that is under my production company called Serenity in the Azure. Nothing's coming out of it yet, purposely, because I am making it a manga first, because I wasn't sure where I want to go with it, to be honest. But I would definitely check out Dreamcatcher, since that's the one that's out right now. Definitely check out the first episode of Follow My Ruin. You can find it on my site, azure-productions.com. Definitely go check out Original Productions. Even go to Newgrounds. You know, Newgrounds, even though it's become... You know, I'm not knocking Newgrounds, don't get me wrong, but definitely the community is more geared towards a certain type of humor. But there are some original series on there that's pretty damn awesome. And I suggest checking them out. I've seen a lot of original series on YouTube that are coming out. That's pretty awesome. So I will give a shout out to a few of them. Go look up an animated series called Kai Blade. It's really cool. It's a fantasy anime. It's got, I think, 3 episodes out right now. I'm not directly involved in it, but I've become friends with the animator, and you should go check out his work. So just type that into YouTube, Kai Blade. I think it's K-A-I-B-L-A-D-E. It's also one of my favorites. You can look at my favorites. What's another one? Okay, there's another guy on here. His animated series is not out yet. Zero Snake. It's based off his manga, AIM. It's got a lot of potential. It's got a lot of potential from what I've seen. He did the opening, and then he did a promo for it. But I've read some of the manga that's out, and first-time animator, he's really talented. He's got a lot going for him, and the series definitely has a lot of potential, so I suggest checking that out. There's a few other projects, you know, animated projects. I try to find original animated projects out there, and I suggest you go look for them. You can always check my favorites on YouTube, because they're usually there. So, but yeah, like I said, go check out those projects, and I would like to say thank you to all of you that enjoy Shattered Heaven and follow it, and, you know, tell me, give me comments. You know, I really do appreciate it, and it's always nice to get responses to the stuff that you're doing, and especially to hear that people like it. So that means a lot to me, so thank you for that. And hopefully you'll enjoy Act 4 when it's fully released. And I'm sure I'll be talking to you again. I'm going to be having some more behind-the-scenes work in the animation that I'll be narrating, and some animating, how to animate tutorials and whatnot. So, alright, I'm signing off with that.